From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, December 11th, 2025. Arkansas State Police have issued a missing or endangered advisory for a 16-year-old Lone Oak girl. Police say Phoebe Mesa Villalobos was last seen around 3:30 yesterday at Lone Oak High School on West Academy Street. She is described as a Hispanic female, about 5'2", with brown hair and eyes. If you have any information, you should contact Lone Oak Police. Arkansas State Medical Board has agreed to allow a Magnolia physician to return to work after a rape charge against him was dismissed. Board members last week gave the go-ahead for Jeremy Saul to return to working as a doctor, provided he comply with monitoring and be accompanied by a chaperone when seeing patients. A judge dismissed the charge against Saul in August following an accusation by a patient in March 2024. State oil and gas regulators say 25 more wells in Arkansas are considered abandoned. The State Oil and Gas Commission unanimously approved the declaration in a meeting this week. The wells now move to the state's abandoned and orphan well program, overseeing more than 13,000 abandoned wells. Protests are continuing in Saline County against a business owner accused of sexually assaulting his teenage employees. Protests outside of Tim's Tavern in Benton are aimed at the restaurant's owner, 48-year-old Tim Stepik. He was sentenced to probation following a no-contest plea last month in exchange for prosecutors dropping felony sexual assault charges. Protesters tell the Arkansas Democrat Gazette they plan to continue until the business is forced to close. Stepik says the protests and the social media backlash have not affected business. State lawmakers say they will re-examine child abuse investigation protocols after a family said they were wrongly accused. Little Rock Public Radio's Josie Lenora has more.
An Arkansas family presented troubling testimony at a legislative hearing Wednesday. In February, a 5-year-old girl was taken to a pediatrician for a skin disease. The family said the issue is genetic, but a doctor believed the skin issues could be the result of possible child abuse. The state investigated the family, ruling out child abuse and finding a pattern of the same skin illness in the girl's 3 siblings. The family says their daughter was pressured into a pelvic exam, even after the family was cleared of child abuse suspicions. Republican Representative Mary Bentley urged lawmakers to review current investigation protocols. This comes after public controversy over a Mountain Home child abuse case that went uninvestigated despite over 20 calls to a child abuse hotline. The study Bentley proposed will examine standardization procedures and create a more consistent interpretation of mandatory reporter laws. Josie Lenora, Little Rock Public Radio.
Power plants in Arkansas have received a 5-year exemption from compliance with the EPA's mercury and air toxic standards. But health experts say that could have an impact on public health, especially in some of Arkansas's low-income communities. Laura Turner is director of advocacy in Arkansas for the American Lung Association. She says while the specific rule focuses on airborne mercury, other chemicals like nickel, arsenic, and lead can also come from these plants and pose equal danger.
There are various health effects that can happen, including irritation of the lungs, the skin, mucous membranes. It can affect your kidneys. It can damage your central nervous system, can cause, sooner impacts nausea and vomiting, can lead to cancer as well. These different pollutants can also cause heart attacks and developmental delays in children.
Turner says industrial polluters typically operate in rural or densely urban areas, meaning specific populations bear the effects of unhealthy air disproportionately.
People of color and low-income people are more likely to live in what we call fence-line communities that are most burdened by that pollution. And a lot of times people can't afford to move away from there or maybe don't want to. So they're kind of trapped breathing in that pollution.
3 facilities in Arkansas are now exempt from the EPA's mercury pollution rule. Turner made her comments speaking with our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. Today you can expect a high of 55 degrees with sunnier skies. Low tonight is 41. Temperatures may climb above 60 for your Friday, and no rain is in the forecast. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.